This is Daguerreotypes, Masklist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 718, entitled President Trump, a Masklist. Description. This flyer claims that President Trump has proved himself to be a true masculist in signing an executive order that will cap the splitting of assets after a divorce given to a spouse at maximum $100,000. If a mother cannot afford to pay for the kids, then custody should go to the father. Even though this is a historical political maskless milestone, it's only the first small step in the whole maskless political program to liberate several billion men on this earth. Now, flyer itself. President Trump, a Masklist, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. President Trump made a major piece of masculine history recently at the time of writing, July 2025. He brought politics into men's lib, which is something I've been pushing the planet to do for years. So when I heard via the following YouTube video entitled, quote, "Modern women are panicking as new laws destroy divorce industry," unquote, with link https://www.youtube.com/watch?little v=2F capital U little Y capital Q capital D little Z little A little Q capital L 0. I was very happy. I have been very critical of the Manosphere over the past few years for its lack of political vision, preoccupying itself with the first, in brackets, psychological phase of men's lib, that is, discussing what men's problems are, that is, raising men's consciousness of how women oppress men, female psychology, etc. Rather than moving into the second major phase of men's lib, and that is to change the gender laws so that they are more favourable to men, thus liberating the daily lives of several billion men. The feminists learned this lesson decades ago and were quicker off the mark in requiring fewer years to move from phase one to phase two, that is, phase one from the consciousness-raising phase in the late 60s, to the political phase of the 70s, that is, less than a decade, in which the feminists implemented a slew of female gender political laws in the form of equal pay for equal work, equal access to the professions, the abortion right, control of the divorce courts, the establishment of equal rights for women committees in the parliaments, etc. The feminist intellectual leaders of the time saw clearly that mere consciousness raising would not change women's lives much unless there were major legal and social structural changes as well to liberate millions of women's daily lives. I've been arguing for years that men need to do the same. For example, politically minded masculists have a slew of political measures that they want to see implemented. For example, the fipping of women, that is, pushing all women to become fips equals financially independent persons who bother to get career competent educations so they do not expect fluffy style, in brackets, fluffy equals traditional woman who expects to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades, close brackets, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, ruining his life. One father in four! Masculists want the creation of a FIP society, where young women are socialised by parents and educated by teachers to be FIPs, who pull their weight equally with men, by sharing the burden of earning the living equally with men, by bothering to study career-competent majors at high school and college. That is, not be fluffy crappers who study fluffy crap majors and thus end up with fluffy crap diplomas that the economy does not value. So these fluffy crappers end up as fluffies as adults who expect to manslave and divorce rape men. Masculists are abolitionists who have a hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts and punish such women so severely that we effectively exterminate them, are at war against them by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, sexless, loveless, babyless, spat at, viciously rejected, both socially and sexually. Masculists want the establishment of GECs, GECs, in the parliaments, in brackets, GEC, GEC, equals, Gender Equality Committee, close brackets, that consists half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, in capital letters, which is far from being the case in today's gynocentric world, in which monoconscious feminists, brackets, monoconscious, equals, having heard only one form of gender politics, that is, feminist, that is, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed, close brackets. Masculists see clearly that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Such gender crimes by men against women are seen by masculists as small beer in comparison with women's big three. Gender crimes against men, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, which are truly horrible, that cause masculists to hate gender criminal women, wiping them off the face of the earth. Masculists want the creation of a bi-conscious society, that is, one in which everyone is bi-conscious, that is, have had both their feminist and their masculist consciousnesses raised. That is, they are aware that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men worse, far worse. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites when these women lash out at men in public against men's gender crimes against women, when in reality it is women who commit far worse gender crimes against men. So typically, when a biconscious masculist is confronted with a monoconscious feminist who is trashing men in public for men's gender crimes against women, he bites her fucking head off in verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric, blowing her out of the room. Masculists aim to wipe out monoconsciousness by making the lives of monoconscious feminists so miserable that these women are forced to learn some masculism, and hence, by definition, become bi-conscious. Since women are 99.5% heterosexual, masculists have a very effective strategy to force monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious, and that is to target the monoconscious male feminist boyfriends of these monoconscious feminists by teaching these men masculist ideas so that they become bi-conscious. Even the most rabid of feminazis is still dependent on men for her sex. So if she does not become bi-conscious before, in capitals, her boyfriend does, then when he, with his bi-consciousness, sees her monoconsciousness, he will see her as an utter hypocrite, a bigot, an MFB, that's monoconscious feminazi bigot. He will become disgusted with her and then dump her. When millions of monoconscious feminists have been thus dumped, And they then see sometime later that their ex-boyfriends are now having relationships with bi-conscious feminists, then that situation will powerfully motivate millions of monoconscious feminists to learn some masculinism and become bi-conscious themselves. Otherwise, they'll be forced by men, nearly all men, to rot on the shelf, living miserable lives. The maskers want these geeks to legislate two major gender laws for men. One is the para, that's paternity rejection right, so that men have the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have with their mara, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right. The fact that women have the mara and men don't have the para is considered by maskers to be the greatest of all gender discriminations and makes them burn with injustice. The second major gender law the maskers want these geeks to legislate is the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to prevent one of the worst of all gender crimes, and that is paternity fraud, in brackets, where the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not, close brackets. The para will block paternity fraud. Maskers want paternity frauds to women to be put in jail for 15 years for a greater gender crime than rape, which usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Maskers want society to be conscious that monoconscious feminists are seen by biconscious maskers as geociders, that is, wiping out the population of the planet. Since monoconscious feminist young women who have been powerfully influenced by feminism are deluded into thinking by feminists that gender oppression is a one-way street, that it is men who are the oppressors of women, so should be hated. Millions of young women have absorbed this deeply misandrist, gynocentric view, which has made them very unattractive to young men, who in two-thirds of cases refuse to even date these women, let alone giving them their sperm, thus crashing the birth rate, and hence in time, wiping out whole populations. Thus, biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders, wiping out the population of the whole planet, who must be stopped. The most effective way to stop monoconscious feminism is with biconscious masculism, fighting fire with fire. Maskers aim to wipe out monoconscious feminists, not with bullets, but with total neglect, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths. This is the end of part one.